Говорит Москва.
Radio Moscow.
National Lottery winning numbers for Saturday, December 22nd. 9, 18, 20, 21, 34 and 45. The bonus number is 42. The jackpot was 13.3 million. It's too early to tell you whether anybody has won that massive second biggest jackpot ever in Lotto. Well, as soon as we can, we will. And a quick update, there was one winner of the jackpot worth 13.3 million, one lucky winner from the west of Ireland. Congratulations, I'm sure they'll have a happy Christmas. Conor O'Neill writes at the Blog Nation Ireland feed, Slán agus díogaitte. So it's goodbye from Blog Nation and hello again from web2ireland.org, where he'll be doing most of his writing about Irish startups from now on. He'll also be posting at Argolon too. He says, thanks for all the support over the past months. All of the old Blog Nation Ireland posts can also be found at web2ireland.org, and please post your comments there too. So it's goodbye from Blog Nation and hello from web2ireland. Thanks for the good work there, Connor. We read in the Isle of Wight County Press that 11 arrests are made after a pub incident. The police ordered the Eight Bells pub in Carisbrook to close its doors last night following a large-scale public order incident. A closure order was issued to the High Street premises on the grounds of crime and disorder following an incident between 8 and 9pm. The order was since withdrawn, but 11 men were arrested on suspicion of a variety of offences, including being drunk and disorderly, a fray and suspected drug possession. Four men were arrested and bailed until the new year. Five were given fixed penalties and a further two were arrested and received a caution for serving alcohol to drunk people. Police licensing officers have since announced their disappointment at the incident and the levels of supervision inside the pub. It sounds like any pub in Ireland. I don't see what the problem is. Very odd story there from the Isle of Wight County Press. Drunk and disorderly people in a pub, whatever next. Fresh on the heels of his referendum defeat, Chavez continues to make friends in the Caribbean. Chavez extends oil barter plan to Caribbean nations. Chavez said the idea emerged late last night in a conversation with Fidel Castro and younger brother Raul. Venezuela has extended generous repayment terms to all Petrocarib recipients, but until now only Cuba has part-paid its bill in kind instead of cash, specifically through the services of education, medical professionals who help implement some of the leftist Chavez ambitions social programs. I wonder what Ireland could trade with Cuba for doctors. Guinness, maybe. Put another log on the fire. It's the Christmas greetings message from President Mary McAleese, President of Ireland. We think with gratitude and affection of our large and proud emigrant family scattered around the world. Among them, some of the undocumented in the United States. For them and their families here at home, Christmas can be especially a lonely time. We think too of our aid workers, missionaries and diplomats, along with our servicemen and women who are spending this season far from home, often in tough and dangerous places in order to promote a fairer and better world.
Говорит Москва.
Radio Moscow.